We are indeed. It's clear if you look at the crisis that our people are living through, the cost of living crisis, that this government have had 2 years to address that crisis, address the housing crisis, the health service crisis. On every level, they have failed. Their time should be up now, and everybody who calls himself an opposition TD should be voting this government out of this opportunity.
Now, some have argued that this vote is a publicity stunt by Sinn Féin and that it's potentially going to waste very precious Dáil time this week as it heads into summer recess. Your reaction to those comments?
Well, it's our job to listen to our people and hold the government to account. And it's clear when you look at the situation in this country that people are getting angrier and angrier. What actually motivated Mary-Lou McDonald to make this decision was the spectacle of the families in the west of Ireland who are living in crumbling homes up in the public gallery of the Oireachtas, with the government ramming through legislation that does not address and make their lives in a situation where they can rebuild their homes and rebuild their lives again. It was traumatic to see the scenes in the public gallery last Wednesday, and for us that was the final straw, and it was time to put a motion of no confidence to government.
Even though the government is expected to remain undefeated in this motion?
Well, that's a matter of conscience for the TDs. Right now the government do not have a working majority. Joe McHugh voted against the defective block scheme. It isn't going to allow families to rebuild their lives. And there's a number of days, those TDs who say that they're not with the government, that they're not supporting the government, need to examine their consciences, frankly, listen to their constituents. And if they do listen to their constituents, they'll do what's right. So there's a couple of days, and we want to see TDs doing what's right by their constituents and bringing an end to this government.